You know what? I just listened to that song this morning, man, and I just fell in love with it, George. It's just a beautiful song. Don't you think so, George?
Do you have something stormy on your mind?
You know what? It's a cloudy day today, Wato. You know, it is what it is. But I have to let these guys in. They've been sitting in here. Oh, matter of fact, I thought it was cloudy this morning. Woke up this morning. No, that was my eyes still shut. We have Sarah Zamota. How you doing?
I'm great.
You're great. Wonderful. Did you like the stormy song this morning?
It was great, too.
Okay. All right. And good morning. Here, put that next to you and introduce yourself.
I am Mick Smith. I am the 2024 coordinator for Give Grandly.
Okay, Mick Smith.
And I am Claire Beyer. I've been working with Give Grandly this year on their PR team representing the WNMU Foundation.
Everybody knows Clara. She's been just about in every event that you can imagine. I saw you at the Continental Divide Earth Day, and boy, what an outfit you had.
Oh, well, I was matching my dog.
I was about to tell you, you should have been in the upcycle fashion. You look great.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I mean, got to have that Southwestern style. You get the boots, you get the bag, you get all of the same shade of leather, and it just pulls any outfit together.
You know, and then I guess the wow. flowers that you had was the embroidery and stuff like that. Was just, God, did you do that?
Oh, I do like to embroider, actually, but that one I found as is.
Well, that's great. You know what? Big event, man, coming up this next Saturday for the Give Grandly, man. Let me tell you. It is one of the biggest events here in Grant County because I've been telling everybody that in Grant County, Silver City, you know, when I go to Tucson, Albuquerque, Santa Fe, and everything, here in Silver City, we work for free. Literally, if you really think about it, we all get together, we do all these events, and, you know, and we do it in donations and everything. So that's the most wonderful thing about this community.
Yeah, and with Give Grandly in particular, no volunteer is left unscathed. We use them all. We round up all of the nonprofits, and in one of the things in order to participate is that you take on a job. That's why we have these two wonderful ladies right next to me. Both of them work in different nonprofits, and both of them volunteer to work with Give Grandly to put on this fantastic day, which is the first Saturday of May, here in the downtown plaza between 9 to 2. However, the giving starts 2 weeks before, 2 weeks after, but the planning for this begins all the way back in December of the previous year. So, I mean, we're talking about 4-5 months of nonprofits coming together, figuring out what component they would like to do, and then carrying that out, and then continuing to meet and report back.
Well, let me ask you, how many nonprofits do we have, and how did this all start? Because I've been here a long time, and I remember the first one. Who came up with the idea? Because, man, it has really grown wings, man. It's been great.
Well, you know, let's give credit to where credit is due.
Yes.
This originally started as an initiative from the state of New Mexico.
Okay.
So in 2014, there was something called Give Grande.
Grande.
Yes. And that went off without a hitch, and everybody loved it, especially here in our community where we have so many nonprofits. And the next year, Grant County Community Foundation said, you know, this worked out so well, let's go ahead and do it again. So we went to the state and we said, hey, you know, can we use this name, Give Grande, again? And they said no.
I was about to ask that question because you can't use the word grande because I get asked around the community, you know, about the Give Grandy. Well, ¿por qué no le dicen que tiene que ser grande, you know? Mm-hmm. And I didn't know that. Thank you for bringing that up because I had no idea. I said, I don't know. You know, ¿qué está pasando, Vic? But you couldn't use that word grande, and now I understand.
Yes. Yeah,
and so I'm glad you clarified that.
They said no, so we said, okay, that's not a problem. We can give grandly just as much as we can give grande.
And I think that's a great twist to it.
So that's how it started. And now we are in our 11th year. A total of over $1.6 million has been raised on behalf of the nonprofits who have participated in this annually. And last year alone, we had 63 nonprofits participating last year, and we raised just over $235,000.
On that one day?
Not on the one day, within the total time period of giving.
That's a lot of money.
It really is, especially if you think about our community and then how many nonprofits we have. It just goes to show that when people really want to give, we can do so much, and everybody benefits from it. You know
what? Talking to Sarah Zamora, it was kind of cool because, we got 65 going. We decided today to have a few from the nonprofits, bring a couple more, to promote their nonprofits, because that's what it's all about. Mm-hmm. It's quite interesting because, I talk to a lot of people around, not only on social media, and say, man, what goes down in Silver City? You guys are always having something every weekend. You guys dress up. And what is going on? And it seems like I said, we just have a lot of fun. And the thing is because we have all these nonprofits, and that's what makes it all together. But Sarah, thank you very much for, bringing them in. And hopefully next week we'll have somebody else, to talk about the nonprofits, because I think it's very, very important, because it takes a village to do anything on all these events. And I think I've done an event or two, so it takes a lot.
You are the master.
No, stop it. Stop
yeah, I see
it.
You
I'm
going to
call
them.
Clara. And then I got Mick now, so they're going to help me out. But no, I'm glad that we can talk about the nonprofits, because it's just such a wonderful thing that we all work together. You know that, Clara.
Yeah, I think that it shows that here in Silver City, we like each other. And it's not just about the $235,000. It's also about being able, having that venue to learn about how we can help each other and what we're offering to the community and what we can do for each other and what we already are doing. And being able to share that, spread that, and learn about that is just as important to Give Grandly as anything else.
Boy, can you just name a few right off the bat?
Oh, I mean, I can name all 65 of them if you want.
How about we do 10 at a time?
Fair enough. Well, let's just start out just in general with the brand new ones that we have coming in this year. So we have 65 nonprofits participating in this year's event, which is a record number. We've never had so many. And let me tell you guys, we were turning people down because they didn't make the registration date. We still have more people wanting to participate than that we're able to make the date. So just this year alone, we have Big Brothers, Big Sisters, Mountain Region, and they're kind of returning to this after a couple of years away. We have the Starlight Theater and Academy, Candles in the Wind Institute. We have a couple other ones that are new, if I'm going to scroll down here. Fight Like a Girl. I know you guys have been having them on the air
They were on yesterday.
Yeah, and they have an event that's going to happen right after the weekend of Give Grandly, just like we have the Tour de Gila that is going to be the weekend before Give Grandly, which is also ran by a nonprofit.
I want Claire to help me out, man. I got to get my pink outfit. I got to be all pink, and I'll be leading the hike, and I got my pink cape, so you got to help me out.
Let's go to Vintage Fantasies.
There you go. Yeah. But no, and that's the whole thing. I mean, it seems like every weekend there's something going on.
It really is.
And then after that, we're going to have the burlesque baseball. That's going to be
right.
On the 18th.
And that's hosted by the Silver City Museum.
The Silver City Museum.
Which is another nonprofit here in this community.
So it just doesn't stop.
It really doesn't. I mean, from the start with the territorial charter ball all the way down to, the fall where we have the Southwest Print Fiesta and the Southwest Word Fiesta. These are all ran by different nonprofits in the area.
Talking about the territorial charter, not only the ball, the day, we had the reenactment, we had a play about the Santa Fe Ring, and we really got to hand it to the Silver City Community Theater because they put that thing together. And let me tell you, I still have wonderful calls about how good that was put together, not only with the reenactment, but also that act for the Santa Fe Ring. The corruption of the Santa Fe Ring, but
yeah, just
another nonprofit.
And you guys, you Kuru and the Gila Members Community Radio.
And George.
George is not a nonprofit.
Well, yes, I am.
not a registered 501c3.
I tell you, we use George just about in everything. He doesn't say very much, but when he does, it's like we stay quiet. Is what is he going to say? But yeah, that's kind of cool that we have them all participating on all literally in all these events.
Yeah, and not just that, but you guys will actually be there on the day of hosting interviews with like most of the nonprofits who are going to be sitting there and reporting on what their nonprofit is doing, why they like Give Grandly, how those funds really help their organization and help our community thrive. And you guys will be having live interviews throughout the day. And to be honest, I just have to say I'm so grateful for that. You guys are able to get Give Grandly out there in a way that not many giving days are able to because of the relationship that you guys have in serving the community. You know, that's a very special quality about this community. Not to mention, you know, we all poke fun at the fact that we have so many nonprofits, but it makes Silver City the gem that it is, you know, and everybody who comes here, new or returning, they always have a place of belonging, and they find that in our nonprofits and the events that we do. And there's just nothing like that anywhere else.
And a live remote. That is so cool because, thanks to this radio station, we have a live remote for the state fair. I've interviewed over 24 counties about their counties, and we're tied in through the whole state. And not only that, we also do an opening like for the legislative session. And here we are, you know, we're going to have the whole state listening in and say, and I'm going to throw some information out there to say how crazy we are here in Silver City. Mm-hmm. I love the Give Grandly. I never thought about it. Give Grandly. Give Grandly. That is awesome. And like I said, they send emails around the state whenever we talk about, like next week, we're going to have a commissioner, Harold Garcia from San Miguel County, and they're having a big conference in June. Mm-hmm. So they send out emails, flyers, and so on. As a matter of fact, I sent one to George to where the whole state tunes in, because now anybody can hear on what's going on. And here we are, this little community, they really want to find out, is it the water that's going on here, there, Claire? Come on, tell me.
It's just, it's cool to hear the sounds of the street, you know, from across the world or across the state, to hear the people who are walking by. I remember we also did something similar at the Southwest Word Fiesta, another of our nonprofits that's participating. I mean, I'm sorry, the Southwest Print Fiesta that was happening in Main Street Plaza as well. And just being able to, like, play music as you could hear people walk by is such a cool sound. It's a cool vibe. It's wonderful that Kuru can do that now.
And you'll be the one interviewing him?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, come on. We need you as the interviewer.
Oh, absolutely not.
And you have to dress up and everything.
We take turns.
Oh, take turns.
Yeah.
You're going to be interviewing too, Ken?
I mean, they get different people to interview and stuff like last year.
How come I'm not interviewing, man?
Because you're always busy talking to other people and listening, talking on your phone.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, George.
Dressing funny.
As I recall, you're not even going to be here. You know, it's only one of the best events.
Is there a golf tournament somewhere?
In all year.
Softball.
We have the Cinco. As a matter of fact, that weekend's going to be.
That's right.
And you know what? We had the LULACs in. They're going to be coming in next week to talk about their convention. And that's one thing that we talked about. We're going to have people from the whole state. And we talked about, if you do have a chance, check out Give Grandly to see how we function, see how we do for our nonprofits. But no, I have a Cinco de Mayo tournament down in Tucson. Mm-hmm. And I play on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So I'll be here in spirit, Sarah. Can I be here in spirit?
You can be here in spirit.
All right. Can I call in? Is it only possible?
I don't know how that would work.
Okay, all right.
That's a remote.
If I get a double or a triple, you'll hear about it, okay? Because I can't hit home runs. But no, that's great that, and then that Saturday, like I said, the LULACs conference is going to be, the state conference is going to be going on. I mean,
which is another thing that is
a nonprofit,
you know, facilitated and hosted by a nonprofit. You know, I mean, everything just kind of merges together when we start to think about what the nonprofits do for this community. And it makes so much more sense for us to work together to raise funds than it does for us to just go out and do it all on our own. You know, one of the things that I think Give Grandly really brought into the community was putting all the nonprofits in the same room together. You know, before Give Grandly, that hadn't happened before. You know, nonprofits can often keep to themselves.
I was about to say that.
You know, think that they're fighting after the same money and same donors. And we just have learned excuse me, time and time again, that that's not the case. You know, Bernadette Smith, the former executive director of the Grant County Community Foundation, she threw out this quote that I have absolutely fallen in love with and wanted to post on every single thing that has to do with Give Grandly, which is, a rising tide lifts all boats.
Rising tide lifts all boats. That's great.
And, you know, when you really think about that and you really think if you've been around, you know, boats or Marines, I grew up on the Oregon coast, you know, this really made a lot of sense to me to hear that, to think of all of our nonprofits as different boats sitting in the same marina. You know, oftentimes we're not really going on to other people's boats and, you know, but we are looking at them and we want to know, oh my goodness, who is in there? Well, Give Grandly not only gives opportunity for those nonprofits to come together, but then that rising tide of a community and the donors that we have and how they're able to give to so many nonprofits. And we see that number every year increase, you know, by thousands of dollars. I mean, it is so heartwarming.
And you know what? It's so consistent and clear. You know, we know what events are coming up. We know that Give Grandly, it's going to be the first week of May. And you actually prepare. I'm breaking even, okay? Because on Give Grandly, I'll pull up about $500 and just walk around and drop money to everybody. And to me, I feel so good doing that. But I'm going to break even, so I'm going to spend the other $500. It's going to be in Tucson. Getting a room and eating whatever and all my ointments and whatever. But the thing is, looking forward to it. And now, you know, we got another week, you know, to talk about it, let people know. They say, come on, get ready, get prepared, and meet the people. Ask them questions. ¿Por qué? Why are you doing this? Come on, Claire. Why are you doing a nonprofit? You tell me. Why are you hanging out with a bunch of nonprofit people?
Yeah,
you like
Claire.
Working for free? Is that what it is?
I do. Yeah. I like working for free. I like working with the people who are doing good things in the community and seeing how that works and finding ways to do that. Because, I mean, you know, it isn't all about money. I love that we can go beyond that in this community and to find new ways to help each other as well. And being in that room, being there on that day, and just it's fun to, like, you know, drop $5 or $10 in each person's bucket as you learn about what they're doing and find out what other opportunities are out there in our community. Cause that's a big reason of why I live here, because there are so many opportunities, but it has that really tight knit small town community feeling as well.
Talking to a lot of people out of town and when they come down and they talk about it, it says, oh my goodness, whenever an event comes together, everybody comes together. And I think that is, I mean, I just talked to some people yesterday who were saying, man, you guys have no idea on how special you guys are living in this community.
And it
really is. I mean, we are we're very special being here in this community and everybody getting along and doing things together. I just got to bring this up, and I don't know if you have them on the list there, Mitt, is that the Action Committee from Santa Clara. Matter of fact, they have the music in the park.
Mm-hmm.
And I got something musical to talk to you about later on down the road, kid, and you're going to be excited about it. But, you know, we have we've been doing this for about, I would say, 7-8 years where they have music in the park. And that's where Kiana Huerta started. That's where the Illusion started kicking it off. And what's his name? Osmo? What? He plays the guitar.
Amos,
he plays there. We even have the Big Ditch guys, and we have El Bayo Seco playing down there and everything. And it is just such a you know, a lot of fun, because you've been there, Ken. You've been out there doing the Scova dance and everything. So this is what I'm talking about. I got a call yesterday. He goes, man, I don't know if we're going to be able to do music in the park, because, you know, you're performing. A lot of these performers, they do want to get paid. They're spending their time. They drive from Las Cruces. Any kind of contribution. So we were going to have the music in the park, thanks to Bobby Padilla, on the 14th of June. And then the 21st, we're going to have Kiana. And I remember her when she first – I mean, she was only 13, 14 years old. And I'm saying, this young lady is going to be a star. Right off the bat, whenever we're saying, well, we're going to need a little bit of contribution to, you know, help out with the music in the park. And guess what? right off the bat, people showed up and say, hey, you know, we'll donate a little bit of money. And that's what it's all about.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
We want to
keep
this event.
You know what works for that kind of thing? It's a cute little kid walking around with a bucket. And Mick's got one.
I do.
She does, indeed. And also, as a former busker, anytime you can get somebody to come by with a little kid, say, oh, would you like to take the bucket
exactly.
and pass
the
it around?
Exactly. The kid likes doing it, and oh, that's yeah. what brings in the money.
And that's what does it, man.
Well, that must be the trick to this, because Ollie has been going to Give Granly. This will be her third year.
And how old?
She's going to be, well, she's 18 months today.
Oh!
Yeah.
18 months.
Yeah, yeah,
she it might
is.
Be too early yeah. in the morning well. To do that math.
Trust me, she was there.
Well, that is great. But, you know, that's what I'm talking about. Now we're going to have the Illusion Band kicking it off on the 14th, and we're also going to have Kiana. And when I first saw Kiana, I'm telling you, I just saw a little video strip on her singing down in El Paso up in Arizona, where there was close to 16,000 people. And she's singing the national anthem. And you look at her, where'd you start from? You know, we don't forget where we came from. And little things like that, and it was all from nonprofits, donations. So we got to keep it going. And I was just wondering if they signed up, because I told them, I said, you know, for Santa Clara Action Committee, because that's also another nonprofit.
Mm-hmm. And you get back what you give, like that kind of, I mean, Kiana Bridges has done so much out in our community, like supporting events and bringing her own special thing to it. And I know that, like, with one of the other nonprofits I work for, we're lucky enough to be able to support her for a scholarship this year, which she's, you know, so deserving of because of all she's given to us.
Man. I mean, it's just exciting living in this community. I don't care how you look at it. Maybe I want to start a nonprofit. Can I start a nonprofit?
I mean, you can if you get a board and you follow the rules.
And don't ever wear that shirt again.
I got to show my shirt. I debated about wearing it. Go ahead, George.
For those of you watching in from home, you know that Raul is wearing his Skeletor so-called golf shirt, which Sarah was very, very clear on saying he did not buy it here in Silver City. Why would you want to support the local economy?
Hey.
You know. You, what did you buy this at the Valhalla Golf Course?
Hey, watch it. It was off of Amazon. No, but just like I donated to Lordsburg the other day because I got a speeding ticket in Lordsburg. I can't believe it. So I help out everywhere.
Yeah, and we do have a nonprofit that is from Hidalgo County.
Oh, great.
Yeah, the Maverick Movement. They have the Maverick Movement?
Yes, what is that?
They have participated in the last few Give Granlys. They are I believe, a scholarship program that runs out of Hidalgo County for people. And I think it's mainly for women, to be honest.
The board is all women, like women who grew up in Lordsburg and have, you know, gone out in the world and have impressive careers in Chicago and Milwaukee and Silver City and still have like this great connection to home where they want to stimulate economic development and help people from their community. Things improve. They do like marathons and fun runs and March Madness kind of stuff.
March Madness, do that? Oh, that's great. What other nonprofits you might?
Oh my goodness, yeah, no.
Another 10 installments.
I want to hear them.
I know. Well, the High Desert Humane Society, they come out. They're really wonderful because they also bring all of those cute little puppies for everybody to look at. You know, this year we'll have the Chiricahua Apache National Foundation. They'll be kicking us off with drumming there. This year we actually have the Grant County Rolling Stones, and they'll be doing some fun rock giveaways, some rock painting for kiddos. Let's see, whom else? We have the go ahead.
Oh, the Silver City Community Theater will be there.
Well, that's the whole thing. Yeah, that's they've been around for quite a while.
Yeah, and they're going to be in costume, like, of some characters from some of the plays that they've done lately.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, they're doing so many, like, little pop-up theater movements around the community. I mean, there's Ditch Spear. Mm-hmm. And I know that Jim C., who played Vanya in their latest production, he's also getting a group together for little, like, 10-minute shorts to pop up around town. And then there's the Crooked Forest Institute, mm-hmm. which...
Crooked Forest Institute.
Yeah, which is doing a lot of exciting things in the community. They're looking at, like, cooperative land ownership so that there's, like, able to provide affordable housing for people, but also looking at the way homes are built and trying to do that in a way that is, like, very healthy for the people who live there. And she's going to be doing some, like, demonstrations with Play-Doh that she made with kids to, like, build their own Adobe model homes at mm-hmm. Give Grandly this year.
Educational. George, you missed that one. I thought you would have said something about that one.
I didn't know you had to do things with Greek philosophers, right? Play-Doh.
Play-Doh. Oh. All right, you got me.
Yeah, no, I think that that's one of the nice things about Give Grandly. One of the things that we really try to hype up is, you know, having people come to your booth and do something fun and engaging to kind of really show the spirit of what your nonprofit is doing. Even the Guadalupe Montessori School,
yes.
We will have those kiddos out singing during the day as well. So it just really goes to show how inclusive and all ages this is really being put on for. Everyone from, like, wee little ones to those really handsome, great-haired fellas who like to play golf.
No, well, I was going to say something on that, but I better let it go. I'm not looking at you, Ken. I'm not looking at you, Ken. But you know what? Check this out.
As a gray-haired fellow?
No. I'm not even looking at him. That's all I got to say. But that's quite interesting because if it wasn't for this wonderful radio station to give out the news, all the information, you know, we're hitting at the bottom of the hour here at KURU 89.1. We've got Mick Smith and Clara Beyer and Samora. Sarah. I was going to use that other guy's name, but I'm not going to. I'm not going to, so I'm leaving it alone. I'm leaving it alone. And we do have George and Ken here in El Gato Loco. But you know what? It's really important to really spend some money for the nonprofits, because you know what? That's who are the people that really entertain you when it really comes down to it, educate you, entertain you. And not only that, George, you haven't said anything, but I'll let you throw it out there, okay?
Well, it's an easy thing to make a donation to our local station. If you want to know what's going on in Silver City, you got to listen in. We also have all kinds of really great music. Tomorrow morning, we'll have our own Bayou Seco performing and on Roots and Branches.
Actually, tomorrow morning we're going to record our show not in here because it's too hard to get in here because the finish line for the race is right
mm-hmm.
here.
Yeah, it is. It is.
I know.
Yeah.
And it makes it very difficult, especially for Jeannie to get in here. So anyway, but we will have back announcements and stuff to tell you things. And I also, you know, I was looking in this and I noticed that you guys got a notice on your Facebook page from Facebook that says they're going to, that the picture with Randy and Harold in it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I had no idea that Randy had a copyrighted beard.
You know, that really is a serious issue.
Yeah. Yes, it really is. You know? I mean, or the only other thing I imagine is it's your own logo.
They really are. They have definitely become the signatures of Give Grandly with that Hawaiian shirt. Yeah, you know, they're a great couple. It's so nice to have them there every year. And they've really become like a face of citizen support. Right? You know, and that's the thing is, like, Give Grandly creates a spirit of philanthropy with so many people. We start to teach our young here very early, you know, what giving is all about and the joy of giving and how it feels amazing to give with nothing in return, but knowing that you know, you're a part of something bigger. And when we talk about Give Grandly, when we advertise it, we do, you know, make a lot of jokes about taking people's money and needing donations. But really, the concept is so much more than that. It's teaching people how to give. And go ahead.
No, it cracks me up because about making fun about giving money and so on. Had a friend of mine that actually owned a computer company, and he was pretty well off. I would like to do this one of these days for Give Grandly, and when he'd come in, you know, because we had the ball games, I played basketball and all kinds of games, and, you know, we do need a little bit of donation, you know, to run our sports. He would literally come in, I'm serious, and if we'd be around, you know, probably about five or six of us or whatever, he'd come up and he'd have a handful of money, he'd just throw it at us and everything, okay, I'm done, and then let's move on, then we'll talk about it. And to me, I thought that was the coolest thing, but you know what? He helped out everybody, and every time he came in, we expected that.
Yeah,
and we used it for the right reason.
Exactly, and you know, his story is not one of a kind, and you know, not just people who have money give. That's the really important thing. In my experience, it's the people who have very little that give the most. And we have these wonderful stories about giving at Give Grandly where, you know, a woman comes and she says, you know, I save up all of my change all throughout the year just to come here and donate it to different organizations. And I think that that really shows how people feel about giving, is that it doesn't necessarily matter how much you give. It's about the heart that you give it with. And it really makes all of the difference, especially when it comes to supporting these nonprofits who do such good work. When we ask nonprofits to do work, we're asking them to support communities and support the people that aren't receiving anything back from that. And so it's kind of the symbiotic relationship that nonprofits have with their donors, that nonprofits are also serving people who, and they're not getting much back from them. And to see that spirit of giving continue is really what Give Grandly is all about. And not to mention just the people who give to our nonprofits, but we have generous donors and sponsors who support this giving day, this communal giving day, which I would like to point out is the largest giving day in all of southern New Mexico.
Good to know. Wow, yes. That's great.
Not only do we have more nonprofits, but we raise more funds in this communal giving day than any other giving day in southern New Mexico, and I'd almost like to say the state.
I bet we probably could.
I don't know if anybody's going to fact check me on that. But if you do, let me know. I'd be happy to hear. You know.
But it sounds good.
It really does.
But you know what? That's and you're right. I've seen. I was brought up with seven kids. You know, my two parents, one income, and so on. And no matter how you looked at it, a lot of the family members were. I think, man, if you had to have to give a piece of candy to somebody, you had to split it seven times. Because you had to give somebody something, you know, and we didn't have very much. Mm-hmm. But my father really gave a lot, and he knew how to take care of the elderly, how to take care of the familia, and so on. And that's right. The ones that didn't really have gave the most.
Yeah. And
that
I
is
think,
as much true to that.
You know, you're a perfect example of what intergenerational giving looks like. You know, you don't have to just give with your dollar. You can give with your time.
Mm-hmm.
And Give Grandly allows everyone to participate in nonprofits by donating their money or donating their time as a volunteer. You know, the Commons and a piece of the Commons that they have right now going on is the Volunteer Center. And I want to go ahead and just like put that out there that if you cannot donate your money because, you know, times are tough and inflation is crazy and we are all struggling in our own ways, you know, you can find, if you can find it in your heart and in your schedule to donate your time and be of service in your community, go to the Volunteer Center of Grant County and sign up, because there are plenty of nonprofits who are looking for people to volunteer with them. And as a person who loves to volunteer, I can tell you that my good friends come from volunteering. My passion for the community comes from volunteering. And, you know, hopefully my karma comes from volunteering.
Well, I would like to point out that anybody who donates to this radio station, their karma will... you want to finish that, George?
Well, karma will be supercharged. You know, and one of the things that we're going to have to discuss at the board level of the radio station is whether we should start initiating measures to, you know, send some of our karma enhancing qualities to Give Brandley.
Well, I think that would be a good.
You know,
be a nice
we
thing
definitely
to do.
Should do that.
That'd be good community
you have
thoughts.
Meeting before Give Brandley.
Well, if Jamie's listening, we will.
Yeah, and one of the amazing things about it is, like, we can make your money double. You know, Give Grandly allows people to get match funds, match donations. Right now, I think about three or four different organizations have dollar for dollar matches. The Unitarian Universalist Fellowship of Silver City Border Justice Project. Whew, mouthful.
Very good.
And Border Partners, which is ran out of Deming. All they both have dollar for dollar matches. So if you go and donate right now, your dollar will go twice as far. Candles in the Wind Foundation also has a dollar for dollar match. And this one, the Candles in the Wind Foundation, is a really interesting story. It's a brand new nonprofit, and they work with people dealing with recovery issues. And if you go on the givegrandly.org website, you can read about all of these nonprofits yourself. You can read about their stories and how they founded. And really, it's a very touching story of a father and son and how this foundation kind of grew out of that. So really getting to know them and kind of also just like looking through and saying, how can I make my money go the furthest? But the overall way to make money go the furthest is to make sure that every nonprofit reaches at least $500. Because when that nonprofit reaches $500, they are matched with another $500.
And that's every nonprofit?
Every nonprofit.
Wow.
So think of that.
Good to know.
So think of that. We have 65 nonprofits. If every one of those nonprofits can get $500 worth of donations just themselves, the Grant County Community Foundation and the generous sponsors to the match funding pool have said that $500 will be matched. That means that every organization should be walking away with $1,000. That is $65,000 right off the top. That is going to be back into our county, back into our nonprofits, serving our community.
You know, and it is an economic boost no matter how you look at it, because it costs money to, you know, to run these events, performers, and so on. Try to keep the money here. You know,
yes.
you get the vendors. You're helping out the vendors. You have these events that are, you know, that they're nonprofits and so on, and then you're giving the money to the vendors. Not only that, people are selling their jewelry or whatever, and we just try to keep it. Just like when we did do the Tamal Festival. I mean,
that was
we
fun.
Don't make a dime.
That was so fun.
And that's a biggie, you know, and we're going to make it a lot bigger this year. And to me, and let me just say this there. I've even offered, he goes, well, you do so many insane, you do all these events, you got all these costumes, blah, blah, blah. Well, you need to get paid for it. And I said to myself, why would I want to get paid for it? And then somebody came up and goes, well, start a nonprofit and then donate the money to you know, I'm talking about using that money, if I get paid, to give it to a nonprofit. That's the only way I'll do it. Because I told him, I said, hey, man, the minute I get paid for doing this event, it's a job. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to make it a job.
Absolutely.
My deal is that, you know, if I screw up, I mean, I'm not getting paid for it, you know. And not that I want to screw up. Stop it, you know. But that does fall a little part of your mind. I mean, I really throw it out there. But the reality of it is that... the way I look at it, I'm doing it because I do it from my corazón, just like Claire was saying. You do it from your heart. You know, you're there. You throw it all out. How it comes out, Mm-hmm. It is what it is. But the thing is, I don't want to make it a job. I enjoy doing it. You enjoy doing what you're doing. You especially enjoy mm-hmm. doing. And Claire, I mean, she's just about at every event you can imagine. That's and true. That's what it, you know. And that's what it's all about.
Yeah, I also saw her at Tamal Fest, and it was a great time. And I loved having so many things out there at Fort Baird, and it's just kind of like really growing. I was also at the Tommyknocker.
Oh my!
You know,
goodness.
It's a really great space, and one of. The places, the venues that we are holding all of these events, both of them are on the Give Grandly list.
Yes.
Fort Baird Historic Preservation Society and Silver City Main Street Project. These are two nonprofit organizations that really help facilitate a lot of these events by using their different venues, including the Give Grandly one, which is right down here in the downtown Main Street Plaza.
You know, it's quite interesting because we moved – well, I started with the Tamal Festival here in Silver City, mm-hmm. then moved in Santa Clara. You know how hard it was to get people to Santa Clara downtown at that time? And that's been going on, you know, I was for 16 years here, and we're about the sixth or seventh year in Santa Clara. I mean, I had to find the combination on how to, you know, get the people down to Santa Clara for the Tamal Festival. We didn't think it was going to fly and so on. And we were running
that
a budget.
That is so nuts to me.
I know. And I know my people. I know what, why, and how come, and where the whole deal. Check this out. We had only three individuals running the whole show, and we did it. And our budget was no more than $3,000.
Exactly.
And we pulled it through with entertainment. I mean, we nickel and dimed the heck out of it. I mean, and look at where we're at now.
Yeah.
Because of the nonprofits.
It was so fun. I loved going out there. I loved seeing the cars.
Did you throw the chancla? Did anybody throw the chancla?
No, but I did watch everybody else.
Oh, man.
That was hilarious.
You would have won there, Claire.
That was hilarious.
Claire, you would have won throwing the chancla.
Yeah, I mean, I might have. I do have a strong throwing arm from my years chopping things in the kitchen.
Oh, she's showing her thumb with a band-aid. Oh my goodness. And that was such a wonderful event. And you know, and we brought in not only you know, we had the Illusion Band, and I just gotta hand it, like you said, this was the biggest donation that anybody could ever have on that event, and there was those solar generators. And didn't cost us a dime. They said, here's for your event. We couldn't do it because of that. And thanks to Dement.
Yeah.
Sweetest people
donations.
You've ever known in your life. That made the whole deal because they donated. I mean, these things were humongous.
Yeah.
You never heard them. Mm-hmm. It was cloudy. We ran the whole show. We had two car shows going on at mm-hmm. the same time. And then there was another car show that would have come in, you know, to help out. We even brought a bunch of clothes on top of that. So mm-hmm. that's another story.
I mean, but those things, it's not just another story. It is the story.
It is the story.
It is the story. Because we're talking about donations, in-kind, monetary, volunteer time. These things are what make communities run. You know, the Commons is a really great example. They
yes.
have a gala in this year. It will be July 21st. They have a lot of people donate silent auction gifts. And I mean, it's a staple. People love to come and, you know, give their money through silent auctions of just other things that we have. I mean, we all know how much Silver City loves to thrift. you know, it's just another version. But I think it really does matter where we are hosting these things and how we are joining our communities. This is not just a Silver City giving day. This is a giving day that incorporates three different counties. And not to mention the reach of these nonprofits. You know, they do reach into Central and Hurley and Bayard. You know, the National Center for Frontier Communities, they're starting out a market, I believe, out in Bayard in
yes.
the mining district.
Yes.
And I mean, these are things that are so helpful. Out at the Bayard Library, we have artists that are showing, you know, and Silver City Arts Association puts on the First Fridays, and they're expanding their reach. The Youth Mural Program, they go out even into the Gila Wilderness, and they're doing specialty projects. The amount of work that nonprofits do in order to bring so much to our area is really overwhelming, and just, you know, it touches us, I think, in a different place where we're just wondering, how can we help out more?
Right.
what can we do? How can we get involved? And someone said this. They're like, if you come to Silver City and if you can't find something to do on the weekends, you're not looking.
You're not looking.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah, you know. Well, look at Mimbres. You know, Mimbres, they have their festival, the Mimbres Festival, and then now Cliff has picked it up too.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to travel to Mimbres. We're going to travel to Cliff.
And we have organizations from both of these areas. We have the Members Valley Health Action League that they participate, and the Gila Valley Library are also participating. Now, Gila Valley Library, they won't be there on the giving day. They will actually be hosting a very special giving day out at the Gila Valley Library, and they have done this every year. They make it their aim to have a booth at their library and have donations come in. And, I mean, it's quite amazing to see just that little community show up just for the library to say, you know, you matter to us. Thank you for being here. And then, you know, after the giving weekend, I just see these beautiful checks that have been cut to them. And I'm just like blown away. And I'm just like, wow, I got to get out to that library.
Throw it out there, Ken. Yeah, what you got?
And we get, you know, we get amazing bragging rights everywhere I go. I tell people, you know, we have like, I think we have over 100 nonprofits, but the ones that are involved with this, like last year, I think it was 61 or something. But, you know, we have over 60 people involved in this very nonprofit here. And people go, in that little town?
In that little community.
I says, well, you know, our mayor said we are the city of unconditional love.
And you know what?
Oh,
and we
that.
Are
I
the city
that.
Of unconditional love. Right. And I am just going to make sure that is going to radiate through this community.
Is that a motto?
No, it's
is that
not,
on our town of Silver
it,
City
it, it should,
seal?
It should be.
It should be.
Yeah. I mean, I like
maybe
it.
Maybe some rebranding.
No, yeah, exactly. And I think that's what it is.
I'm a ballot. Yeah, let's vote on it.
Hey, can you mention a few more nonprofits? If you would.
Well, sure. I mean, there's the WNMU Foundation that I'm working with. We have collaborated with students from the art department to make special edition WNMU stickers that are going to be printed by Boxcar Stickers here in town. And we've got the Lotus Center will be there. They've been reaching out in the schools and teaching yoga.
And you know what? Can I interrupt on that, if I may stop again? They have done so much for the community, you know. And in my job, you know, I look at, you know, who's charitable, nonprofit, educational, religious and stuff. And they have to apply for it. And let me just say, when I saw their numbers on what they do to this community, they have all the right to be exempt on their property taxes, and it took years. It took quite a few years. Once I saw these numbers come in and everything, that's what it's all about. It's not we're charging this or charging that, whatever. But it is amazing what they give to the community. I had to throw that in there.
It is. Yeah.
We got to give a big shout out to Jeff Goyne, who's the executive director of Lotus
Center. Absolutely.
You know, he came here because he first came here as a bicycle racer.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense.
Really?
Yeah. That's a little known fact, but that's so cool. You know, he liked it so much he decided to stay.
I don't blame him.
Oh, wow. Dude, what a sweetheart. He's a
really amazing guy. You know, the work and effort that he has put into running that and continues to do with the heart that he has is really incredible. He is a genuine man who really does most of his work with as little ego and as much humility as possible.
And you know what? When I literally did turn him down, and I was the assessor at the time or whatever, and we still talked about it, came up with numbers and so on. Never showed any negative feelings and everything. I understand. Throw your numbers next year.
Mm-hmm.
Throw your numbers next year. And sure enough, man, when I started seeing these numbers, I'm just saying, oh, my gosh, I wish more organizations and human beings to be like that. So I'm sorry to interrupt there, Claire. I know.
Oh, no. It's good for us to talk about these nonprofits more and give them their shine and their due. I mean, there's so many wonderful ones. The Guadalupe Montessori School will be there. And that's one that has a lot of, the parents love it. Like a lot of them will be out there with their kids supporting the school. I know a lot of my friends in the community like work there and volunteer there making food, you know, substituting. we will have the Girl Scouts of the Desert Southwest are going to be there. The Bike Works, they're doing a lot of stuff with kids, showing them how to fix bicycles, keep their bicycles up to...
And be outside.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, and let's talk about the Bike Works. They are going to be having something on Saturday, May 25th. It is going to be a grand reopening, and they're going to be having it right outside of their business. And I think, again, it just like really goes to show, if you do not have something to do, you're not looking, because there are things that are popping up, you know, every weekend, multiple things a weekend. If you're bored, you know, just come out, go to Golf Park, talk to strangers, because let me tell you, most people know what's going on and they can inform you of how to get involved.
I also heard that Open Space Brewing is going to have a beer garden at that Bike Works reopening.
I did hear that when we were
they're
at the
all
city.
Over the place. Well, you saw what happened Tuesday with the Burlesque baseball.
Yeah,
I mean, and that was a hurdle that we had to climb.
Yeah,
we had to jump over hard, and it made it happen thanks to the town council.
Yeah, exactly. And I think also they are, not only did they partner with the Tamal Fest,
yes,
but they're also partnering with the Commons at the gala, and they're going to be making and providing a specialty beer.
Well, what's our specialty beer for the okay, do you remember? Do you remember what it was?
Rogue.
A specialty beer
frozen
for
Rogue.
The tomato, the frozen robe.
Frozen robe.
We had a little quiz after, you know, they passed the for them to serve you know, their open space for the tomato festival, May 18th, 1 o'clock. And we started talking, and I looked at Mick. I said, well, do you know what a frozen rope is?
I thought a bat at first, because obviously a bat is stiff and hard, but that is not what it is. I was duly corrected.
It's actually a line drive.
Oh. Yes.
They call it frozen rope.
Yeah. You've been getting the word out there.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
I heard it on the radio last week, too. You're trying to get the whole world to know what a frozen rope is.
You guys are going to see my outfit. It's going to be cool. Man, you know, for the Give Grandly, man, I got the perfect outfit for it. I might have, George wear it, but he's going to have to hem it up about a foot.
I would love to see it.
It's green. I'll just leave it at that. Yeah, well, yes, pretty much. How'd you know about that?
Because I can read your mind.
No, he can read my mind. Go ahead, Claire. We're not listening to him.
Oh, we have a lot of environmental organizations that are active in Grant County. Heart of the Gila. I see you've got that hat on right now, Ken. Mm-hmm. New Mexico Trout Unlimited.
Oh, I'm excited about this one. I'm excited. This is so Eric Head, who used to work for the New Mexico Land Conservancy, which does amazing work here and all around the state. He ended up getting his dream job with New Mexico Trout Unlimited. And he has been talking about this since last year at Give Grandly.
Such a great name.
I know, right? Exactly. And, you know, it's passion project, making sure that trout are in the Gila, is being sustainable. And it's just amazing what these nonprofits can bring and do for our environment, our food security, our borders, our historic preservation. You know, even we have one organization that's kind of like a standalone for what it does, and that's El Refugio. And they support people with domestic violence issues. So I think, you know, community well-being is just like a huge...
Yeah, I know. You know, you're bringing up El Refugio, you're bringing up, all these other organizations and so on. Connell Divide, that's also a nonprofit, if you really look at that, with the coalition and so on. Earth Day, you're looking at Allison Civic.
Yeah,
being here all my life, I've been there at the ground floor every time. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, it's just so amazing that look at where we're at now. Go ahead. Yeah,
there's something that it's almost 9 o'clock, so I should announce this. Today. Yeah, it's almost 9 o'clock. The Tyrone time trial for the Tour of the Gila is happening. New Mexico 90 will be closed at Tyrone from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. In Lordsburg, New Mexico 90 will be closed at the intersection of New Mexico 90 and U.S. 70 from 8:15 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. The speed limit on New Mexico 90 will be 35 miles per hour along the time trial race course. It's going to be hard for a lot of us.
And that is, a wonderful thing that we have the Tour of the Gila. And
oh,
I remember
is.
The first one, and Scott Nichols was a sponsor and so on. And I talked to my plebe, you know, my family. Oh, the bicyclists are here. Man, enjoy them. They're wonderful. They're bringing in, you know, a little bit of revenue for our, you know, for our gross receipts or whatever. But we got to enhance them. Just like the hikers, you know, coming through for the Continental Divide. Oh, my goodness. I can't believe it's already going to be 9 o'clock. Any last words?
I am good. I'm excited.
Boy, you
about
were just annoying the whole
really
time and obnoxious
today.
And whatever.
It's early.
Well, I would like to say, if you would like to donate, please go to givegranly.org. On there, you can look at any of your organizations that you are interested about, and you can donate online. But to save yourself any of those fees, you can find a form in the middle of that page that says, click on this form to donate. And you can go in there, see a list of all 65 organizations. You can make one single check out to the Grant County Community Foundation, and with the total amount for all of the organizations that you're providing. I know most of you here in this room are going to be donating, you know, about $100 to each organization. Mm-hmm. Is that right? I'm expecting that.
At least.
And yeah, you can drop that out at the Grant County Community Foundation or mail it in. The address is on there. 100% of your donation will go back to that nonprofit. No fees are taken out of it from the Grant County Community Foundation or from Give Granly. So again, make your dollar count. Look at the organizations that you want to support. If you have any questions, please feel free to call us at the Grant County Community Foundation. We would be happy to answer any questions that you might have.
Go ahead, Claire.
Well, I hope to see you guys all out there May 4th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Silver City Main Street Plaza, just across the street from our wonderful studio here and down the block a little ways.
And check this out, Claire. I'm going to sell this shirt for $50, and I'm going to donate it to a nonprofit. Okay. I'm going to make sure I'm going to do that.
Is there a list on your website of the nonprofits?
There sure is. Yeah, so
good.
There,
good.
If you go to the Give Granly website, right there in the middle, it says donate by mail or drop off. Then if you scroll all the way down to the bottom, you'll go through our Match Fund sponsors and our additional sponsors, and go all the way down, you'll see the leaderboard. The leaderboard will show how much every organization has made, how many donors that they have. Mm-hmm. But at the very bottom, you can say view more leaderboard, and you'll just see all 65 organizations line up there. But really, if you go into the search and you're looking for something specific, you can search in that, type in that organization, and then you can get all of the organizations to kind of like pop up and field.
Or you can click Give Early, right?
Give Early. Definitely. Mm-hmm.
And I do want to thank Sarah. She's the one to put this together to come on the radio with the nonprofits, and I think that's a great idea, and we're going to do it again Friday of next week, so we can make sure we can get it, still keep it kicking and going and moving and grooving. So thank you very much, Sarah. We really appreciate that. This is KURU 89.1 FM here in Silver City, Nuevo Mexico. It is 9 o'clock in the mañana. We got another hour, and I'm so glad that we're here in this beautiful community. So we're going to take a small break. And we are back here at KURU 89.1 FM here in Silver City, Nuevo Mexico. Man, that was a lot of fun, you guys.
Yes, it was.
I never thought nonprofits was going to be so much fun.
Well, you know, it can be a lot of fun.
I'm telling you.
It's a great thing when you can actually give something away.
You know, what I like about all this, when I listen to a lot of these nonprofits, well, they've been here for 10 years or 15 years. Man, I've seen them from the ground up. I've been part of that. I'm not going to ever let it go, George. I want to be right in the mix. Is that okay?
Well, you know, you weren't around when they started the Audubon Society.
No. Ken was, not me.
Yeah.
Just joking,
and he
Ken.
Was one of my, we went to school together.
Oh, okay. All right. You know, and then we have Karen Beckenbach. I love saying that.
Yeah.
Karen Beckenbach, how are you this morning?
Very good, thank you.
Every time I get your texts or send me an email or something like that, the only thing I think about is music and birds.
Yes.
The music singing, the singing music birds.
Yes, yeah. I'm going to add one more. the Tour of the Gila is going on, and I drive for the women UCI. That's the most fun thing I do. It is absolutely great.
So what do you do? You just follow them? You don't run over them or anything like that?
I try not to run over them.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. on Wednesday, I had to chase some dogs who were trying to attack some of the riders. So that wasn't good. But,
so you're also a dog whisperer?
Apparently, yes. Yeah. So I drive Com2. So I lead the group. Uh-huh. But if there's a breakaway, then I go with the breakaway. And that's a lot of fun to see, you know, how much energy and fortitude these women have on, you know, on their own trying to win the race. It's great.
And you know what? Talking about being focused, I look at the Tour of France, and they have these these guys are flying.
Yes.
And then you have these guys with the cameras sitting in back of motorcycles or whatever, and, getting so close. Man, I'd be afraid somebody reg and run over them or whatever. I mean, you got to be very focused whenever you do that.
Yeah, by the end of the day, my brain is sort of quite fuzzy because you have to focus so hard on the riders behind you, in front of you,
outside of you,
the cars, dogs. Yeah, it's
well, the
it's
thing is
but it's fun.
And then after that, you go out to the side of the Gila wilderness and listen to birds, right?
Yes.
And then you can name them.
Yes, yeah. I know. We just had some Scots Oreos show up. They're the
Scots Oreos, really?
Black head and yellow body. They love hummingbird food. So if you have your feeders out, you might get some of those.
Matter
birds.
Of fact, I got to get my hummingbird feeders up and running.
I saw them. But we have a lot of plants that have little red flowers and stuff. You know?
Yeah, yeah, they're beautiful colors.
Somebody said, "What is that?"
I got the bats coming back. The bats are here.
Oh, nice!
I get up to about 16, 20 bats.
Wow!
I don't mess with them.
Little bats or
no? They're pretty good size. Good 6-inch bats. Yeah.
Oh,
wow! I have the perfect little spot right the entry of our home. And it's kind of like a little nook type deal, and I've been wanting to kind of close it off. And to me, I enjoy even just seeing them. And to me, I walk in there, walk out there, they fly around my head, bump me once in a while, but I'm cool with it.
Yeah, it's cool hearing the wings, you know, that sort of soft shudder of sound with as they fly right by your head.
Yeah,
it's cool. It's really cool.
It's quite interesting because in the middle of the summer when it's, you know, about 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, I go out there and I got a lot of lights because I hit better in the dark. Do you know that there, Ken? I hit golf balls better in the dark.
Yeah, because and, you don't
that's
know
my
if you
therapy.
Actually hit your target
I'll sit
or
there
not.
And my mind completely shuts down and then I hit golf balls. And I have all these lights, you know, showing it about 100 yards and so on. And I have bugs, big old bugs. I mean, they're on top of me or whatever. I see one bat, I don't worry about it. Gone within seconds. And it's amazing to see that.
Oh, yeah. They're great at eating the bugs. Yeah,
so that's great.
It's a lot of fun.
Man, talking about bugs, man, we got all kinds of neat things. You're back at it with the Grant County Community Concert Association. You got the 24-25 season ready to kick off?
Yes, yeah. First, I'm going to talk about the concert we have coming up on May 4th.
May 4th.
What a busy day is. Wow, there's so much going on.
May 4th is going to be the LULAC convention going on. Give Grant. We got Ken's going to be dancing on the street. Wow. What more can you ask for?
Well, a concert from Chrysalis Chamber Players with Mary Elizabeth Bowden on trumpet. She is the best female trumpet player in the nation. Just absolutely astounding. So they have some very unique arrangements for string quartet with trumpet. Mm-hmm. And after, you know, you've spent your day running around doing Give Grandly and other things of that sort, you can come and relax at this concert and just have a wonderful time.
You know, I know we can't say prices, but, man, this is cheap to watch somebody of this caliber.
Yes, yeah,
absolutely.
It is
cheap. I'm telling you, gente, people out there. Go out there. It is well worth your dinero to do that.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Wow. So, you know, come out and see these beautiful women playing some of the best and most beautiful classical music you've ever heard.
Man, that is cool. And that's going to be on May 4th at 7 p.m. at the Western New Mexico University Fine Arts Theater. And to get tickets, can you get on the website or anything like that?
Yeah, you can go on our website and purchase the tickets that way. You can also go to the Pink Store down here on Bullard.
Okay.
Or just show up at the door.
Okay. What is your website, if you don't mind?
Oh, it's gcconcerts.org.
Good, good. Or you can call them at 575-538-5862. I'm working on my radio voice, Ken.
Oh, good.
575-538-5862.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
That's a good voice.
All right, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you for this radio station.
Oh, yes.
But so I know that we've been trying to get you on for the last couple of weeks and finally, you know, got you in here, and thank you very much for coming by.
Oh, my pleasure. I really enjoy coming here and talking with you all. It's great.
You see, it's a very popular show where we have to really screen people and no, just joking there. Just joking there.
Yeah.
But no, that's great.
Yeah. So our 2024-2025 concert season, we're selling season subscriptions. We have some great performers coming up. Kate Voss and the Hot Sauce.
Voss and the Hot Sauce?
Yes, yeah. She has a voice similar to Buddy Holly, and she's just absolutely wonderful. She's married to the guitarist, and they do some back-and-forth jokes, and it's a lot of fun. They're also going to do an educational outreach program for the kids. Yeah. She plays a bass ukulele and a what's it called? I forget the name. Weird. It's like a harmonica and an accordion combined.
Oh yeah, right.
You're pretty good at weird.
A melodica, yes.
Melodica.
What's it called?
Melodica.
Melodica.
Yes. Yeah,
yeah. So she'll teach the kids about this because it's really interesting. Equipment.
Yeah, Steve Allen used to play one of those on his show.
Oh, really?
Yeah, a long time ago. Yeah, Melodica. You probably remember him.
Melodica. I remember
Steve Allen.
Yeah. Oh no, I know the name, but right. I don't think I ever watched him.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. He used to play that on the show sometimes.
That is cool.
Yeah. So they're a lot of fun. The next group we have coming in is Good Shot Judy. You will love this. They got their name because the founder's mom plays golf. And so the good shot, you know, when she'd make a good shot, they go, good shot, Judy.
Good shot, yeah. Yeah,
so
that's right.
They decided to name their band after her. It's an eight-piece, swing band. And they are so much energy, so much fun. I think they're one of the best bands that Live on Stage has ever brought in.
Wow. Talking about having names like that, I like the Kate Voss and the Hot Sauce. Good shot. That's great. Okay, Ken, here's a trivia, and you're in on this also, okay? There, Karen. Okay, there was a band called the Expensive Winos. There was a very popular guitar player who played in it. Dun, 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 dun. The Expensive Winos. Expensive Winos.
Jimi Hendrix.
No, Keith Richards.
Oh, Keith Richards.
Oh, wow.
Keith Richards,
Yeah,
well, he carried that through his life.
Yes. True.
The only 30-year-old who looked like he is 90.
90 years
old. Yeah.
And did you know he likes carrying a switchblade with him all the time?
I used to do that. So.
Okay, all right. Go ahead, Karen. Sorry about the little trivia, friend.
Oh, no, that's fine.
And he's good at it, too.
Yeah. The next group we have coming in January of 2025 is Bachelors of Broadway.
Bachelors of Broadway. Come on, George. You were a bachelor in Broadway, weren't you, or was it in Florida?
Did they show up dressed in bachelor buttons? No.
Oh, yeah, maybe. Hey, that's a good idea.
Yeah,
they're going to sing some of the top shows tunes from all sorts of Broadway hits. So,
Bachelors of Broadway. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, and they're fabulous, fabulous. They'll be accompanied by a pianist, and then they'll have some orchestral music playing in the background as well. And if you go to our website, gcconcerts.org, you can click on a video and listen to all of these performers.
And ladies, you can go out there and meet a bachelor.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not going to say anything after that. I'm going to leave it alone.
You know, it's a good thing that they say of Broadway, because anyone who's interested in looking for a bachelor needs to be warned in advance that they're from New York City.
Okay.
Yes.
Right.
Yes, indeed. Okay. Yeah. But they seem to be pretty nice guys. The next one we have coming in February is Acoustic Eidolon. They are also a married couple. He designs his own musical instruments. He calls it a Moog guitar, something like that. It has, it's a guitar with two necks, but one is strung as a banjo. So he's playing a banjo and a guitar at the same time.
Well, Ken invented that.
I didn't invent it. Okay, but all right, I could make one.
Yeah, yeah. That is kind of cool to check that out. It's very cool. They're also going to be doing an educational outreach program for the kids, and his wife's going to play a cello. So it's a really wonderful and very unique combination.
You know, and I'm so glad that you brought that up because I was listening to I listened to a lot of interviews and so on. They had Pearl Jam on, and one of the lead guitar players, the way he started and wanted to play guitar, he was only 8 years old, and at that time there was a band called Kiss.
Oh yeah,
right.
And one of the other kids had had a lunchbox. And he said, well, who are those guys? So, well, it's a band called Kiss. And so that time, that's what I want to be. And, man, he's one of the best guitar players ever. So yes, bringing in the kids and him seeing something like this, it would really entice them to, you know, hey, you never know.
Yeah, get interested. We've a few years ago, we had another group in, the Quaby Sisters. They played the fiddle. And they did it great, and we've had several parents call and said that they enjoyed the girls so much that they wanted to pick up the fiddle. So, you know, bringing the kids to these outreach programs can really get them enthusiastic about
it. Yeah, give something Jeannie to do, you know.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. And then our next group is Yang and Olivia. They're a classical violin piano duo, and we're going to have them do a matinee, so 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Sunday, March 30th.
Yang and Olivia.
Yeah, we've had a lot of our subscribers say that they don't come to evening concerts because at night it's hard for them to drive. So we thought, well, we'll try an afternoon concert, and if we get a good turnout, we will do a matinee every year. So we'll just see. We'll see how it goes.
I think that's a great idea because I was talking to some people up north where I guess they have these events and they start them up at about 3, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And I'm talking really big bands. Yeah. And it's for the older, you know, population. I was going to say something else, but I'm going to leave that one alone also. And it's pretty much done by 8, 9 o'clock in the evening. And to me, man, I go to bed at 8:30. I don't care how you look at it. I think that's a great idea. And I think you need to do that. More often?
Well, we'll see.
There's a suggestion right there, Ken.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, we used to do it, and then the audience just stopped coming. We'd have maybe 100 people show up on a Sunday afternoon.
Oh, okay.
So we just can't do that.
No, they're all in
so church. If we get a good turnout, we'll keep doing it.
Okay.
And we'll maybe add an extra one.
That's
so
not a bad
show
idea.
Up, show up, people. And then the last one is Camarada del Sol. They're based in Las Cruces with performers that come from El Paso and Juarez. They are really great, and they're going to perform Mendelssohn's Octet, which is, in my opinion, one of the most joyous pieces of classical music ever written. It's bright. It lifts your spirit and your heart and makes all of your troubles go away because it's just so much. It's so beautiful. It's such a beautiful and uplifting piece of music.
Boy, and I'm looking at this flyer, and it actually has a little breakdown on the season subscription form. You know, for seeing this venues for the whole 2020, you know, 24 and 25, once again, this is very inexpensive to really get entertained.
Yes.
And to hear the top singers, I'm telling you, gente, saboritos out there, you got to be looking on there because I even see George there. I've seen you there a couple times. You even show up.
No, the shows have always been really, really
it's just
wonderful.
Amazing. And we don't, you know, and the thing is people don't realize what entertainment that we have there and on what caliber. It's unbelievable. So,
yeah.
Like I said, please check it out. It's well, you know, just spend an afternoon or an evening, you know, with this kind of music. It's amazing.
Yeah. And one thing with our subscriptions that we're doing different this year, and again, it's response to what people have told us. A lot of people said they didn't buy a season subscription because there was only a few concerts they wanted to go to, and they would just buy a ticket for that particular concert.
Yeah.
So this year, we're offering a pick three, so they can buy just a subscription for three, and they choose which concerts.
Any of the three, or do you have to choose which concerts?
That's a good idea.
Yeah, they choose which ones they want to come to. And they will get tickets for those concerts. And they can do it online, or they can do it through our brochure, which we have some at the Visitor Center. If you're not on our mailing list and didn't get one, you can go to the Visitor Center and get a brochure and see what all we've got going on.
Man, that is awesome. I'm telling you, that last one, I tell you, I really enjoyed it. And I'll guarantee you, Billy would want to really jump on this, so we'll be there.
Great.
I'm out. Hey, the one out. Hey, good shot. Good shot. I'm going to go check one. And the hot sauce. I know I'm going to check both of those out.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
All right, George, you're gonna go?
Good shot.
Good shot.
Good shot.
I think I'm so glad I got 2-3 shirts in my vehicle, because I'm going to be changing this before I get to the office. So
that's a really good idea.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
It's a wonderful idea.
Yes. Get rid of it.
Síguele. Yeah. So that's great. And that's going to be pretty much for the when's the, and you throw the dates.
Yeah.
If you would, throw some dates, if you would, please.
Okay. Kate Foss and the Hot Sauce is Thursday, October 3rd.
Okay.
Then Good Shot Judy is just later in October on the 24th. Bachelors of Broadway are January 16th. Acoustic Adelon is February 20th. Yang and Olivia are Sunday, March 30th. And Camarada del Sol is Tuesday, April 29th.
Wow, that is great. That is awesome. And like I said, there's your pick three. Yeah, I'm checking out your pick three.
Yeah, and I'm not going to mention prices, but right now we have an early bird sale going on to the end of June. So you save some money if you buy your subscription early. It's always a good thing.
We're going to have to talk to the FCC so we can actually throw numbers out there one of these days there, Ken. Yeah. George, you'll be in charge of that, all right?
Yeah, George will be in charge.
Okay, all right.
Well, it can sort of be like a teaser.
Yeah,
they have to go pick up our brochures and to see what the price is.
And not only that, it's like a reunion, man. You go there and you talk to everybody is just in there to see each other, you know, just like going to a party or something, and then everybody has a good time.
Oh, absolutely.
Literally everybody has a good time.
Yes, yeah. And after Give Granly, where I hope a lot of people go to and support all of the local nonprofits in the area, they come and relax to some great music by Chrysalis.
And talking about music, music to my ear. I know, George, you haven't said anything all day. I mean, I don't know. I'm going to bite my tongue. I'm biting my tongue really, really hard, right? But music to my ears when it comes down to this wonderful radio station. I don't know about your music, but my music, stormy music, whatever. But the thing is, we have everything in this wonderful radio station. And we got to keep the ball rolling on the fundraising for this show, no matter how you look at it, George.
Well, that's true. You know, we have a very large electric bill every month. We have a 10,000-watt facility that we have to keep going. it's an easy thing to make a donation to our station. All you need to do is to go to our webpage at gmcr.org, click on the donate button, and you'll find a bucket full of ways to make a donation from the safety and comfort of your own computer. And if you're interested in making donations by computer, you can also go to the Give Grandly website, which is live and functioning right now, and look us up there and make a donation that way. If you do that, you can help us get to the point where we get our match. You know, we have to get more than $500 in order to get our match. We're getting close, so we encourage you to do that as well.
Well, can I drop 50 bills? Because I know Bart Rosali from the museum is going to buy it for $50, and I can donate it to the to the radio station. What? I can stand out there and sell it.
He's going to do that. You know, Bart, who just walked in, Bart Roselli.
Well, he always walks in, you know?
Good to see you. I just want to let you know, in cases of extortion, there are legal remedies.
Here we go. And the reason I brought you in also because...
Also for fraud, you know.
And also for... You know, here's the deal. And I was gonna throw you in on this also there, Ken, you know, so you might have to share. But, you know, I knew you were coming in. I pretty much saw all the lineup and the music and so on. You know, we have musicians here. Bart plays the kazoo. Ken plays El Bote. And you know what? It is just beautiful music. And I was listening, like I said this morning, I was listening to an interview in Pearl Jam. And I was saying, you know what? My father tried to teach me how to play the guitar. And to me, I mean, for me to sit down and, you know, for a few minutes, it takes a little while. And I'm really beginning to think about that kid. And maybe I can play with the big ditch guys. You know, what do you think? Or do I have to go through an interview?
No, you don't have to go through an interview. You just have to know how to play something.
Besides golf, give me a hand here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The Big Ditch, it's a great group. It's a lot of fun, and I think you'd fit right in.
All right. The Ditch, too? Can I play at the Ditch there, Bart?
Yeah, well, we would prefer you played in the Ditch.
In the Ditch. Ooh, hello. No, it was weird because my father was a really good guitar player, and he'd sing to us every night and whatever, and my brother, he would try to teach me, and I said, man, I ain't got no time to be playing no guitar. So then my brother picked it up, and he's a pretty good guitar player, so now I wish I would have played it there, Bart, but Bart, so what do you play? You play the... What?
Well, I go so far as saying I own a banjo. I don't know about playing it, but...
You know, they were making fun of me at the fundraiser.
Oh.
Yep, they were, the whole group there of the cricket guys and girls and whatever. They said I didn't know how to dance. I was learning how to do the do-si-do, all right? So leave me alone.
I think anybody can do the do-si-do.
Okay, I'm trying. I got two left feet. But no, I'm glad that Bart's in. I want you to hang out also because, there's always events going on. Like I said, Give Grandly, and I'm so glad you brought it up. And George, you're phenomenal. I did not know that if we come up with $500 on each Give Grandly, they'll double it. I mean, they're gonna match it up.
Oh, God. Bernadette!
I never thought about that.
It's amazing. It's Bernadette Smith and her amazing crew, Mickey Smith and others. They went out and found other money to support all the nonprofits in town. So it's a great thing.
What nonprofit do you come from? The banjo player? Do you have to buy a banjo or what?
Yeah, Banjo's Anonymous. It's a support group for five stringers.
I am a banjo player. My name is Bart. I'm a banjo player. Ken.
A 12-fret program.
Yeah, right. 12-fret program. That's right. You know that Bart actually used to own a banjo, but then one day somebody broke in his car and left two of them. So.
So, Karen, do you play any musical instrument?
Oh, no. I have no musical talent. I enjoy music, and I'm good at organizing, so that's why I'm president of this organization, because I can organize things.
Not to toot my own horn, but I'm talented in the arts and music and dancing. Hey, slap him. Slap him hard, Bart. And the reason I wanted you to hang around, because, here's our bird watcher. I'm a bird watcher. Yeah. So we got to probably talk to her about the museum.
Who needs a jukebox when you got Raul,
Yeah.
Well, you should have heard my song this morning of Stormy, but George blew it for me. George messed it up, but it's okay. It's not your fault, George.
Yeah.
All right, it goes. But you know what? And
I deserve extra credit.
Combat pay.
But it's really cool because you know we got to give Grandly, the local the LULAC's going to have their convention here. I'm going to be bummed because I'm going to be missing all that. And then once again,
what are you playing in a tournament somewhere?
Yeah, we're playing in the Cinco de Mayo softball tournament. As a matter of fact, I got to say hi to the Tucson Cowboys. That's who I play with down in Tucson. So we got about 30 teams and about 4 women's team.
Wow.
And it's a pretty big event. And that's actually our tournament. So I have to be there and, I might even ump or coach or whatever. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But no. And like I said, I'm brought Bart in because I'm telling you, this little community really gels up whenever it comes down to events. Especially when it comes out with music, it comes out with the community concerts. Yeah. We got Give Grandly. We just finished with the Communal Divide. Also Earth Day, the Upcycle Fashion Show. Man, that was kind of cool. And it just goes on and on. Now we're going to be having
Tour of the Gila.
Tour of the Gila.
That's without all the volunteers, they could not do it.
It takes a lot of people to run that show.
A lot of volunteers, yeah.
You know, and Bart, he needs volunteers for, you know, his museum. But you got to hear this, Derek. And we, I think it's really going to be a really big event, and it's going to be burlesque baseball. And I got to hand it to you. Doug Dinwiddie did a phenomenal job last week on giving a presentation for the, what is it?
Well, it's the partnership between WIL, the Western Institute for Lifelong Learning, and the Silver City Museum. It's a series that alternately is called Lunch and Learn or Community Conversations, and Doug did an amazing job. Yeah.
So we're
and then some Yahoo showed up in costume.
I know some Yahoo showed up in costume. Boy, let me tell you, it was embarrassing, Ken, because they didn't call Casey at bat; they called Roll at bat, and it didn't turn out good. It didn't turn out good.
Doug Dinwiddie took that poem, Casey at the bat, and changed a few of the characters' names. And the guy who struck out at the end was not Casey.
Man, don't put that in my head, man. I got to play this weekend, all right? Stop it. But you know what?
Somewhere really, birds are singing.
Can you hear the birds, Karen? I mean, you're here. You're the bird. You're the bird lady.
Yes, I hear the birds all the time.
But there is no joy in Silver City. No,
you got it. Yeah.
But you know what? I know. I was talking to Clara. She goes, well, and even Sarah says, well, you know, I hear about the burlesque baseball, you know, and that's the one thing that we got to clarify what burlesque really meant. And that's why I bring the expert here. And it's going to be just a wonderful, fun event. We finally got the right, Bart. Matter of fact, I know you're going to be showing up May 18th, 1 o'clock.
Yes.
Okay. All right. We got a spot for you if you like.
Not on the team.
No, not on the team.
No. I also don't do sports. I don't do musical instruments and sports. Yeah, I'm past the sports stage.
All right. Well, we'll have you
a
wearing
scorekeeper.
Scorekeeper. There I can keep
there
score.
You go.
Yes.
All right. You can do like the WW, like in a fighting, you can have the innings.
Yeah, wow. There you go. I can do that, yeah. I probably won't wear the same clothes.
Okay. I didn't bring that up. No, but the thing is we just got the open space brewery to actually serve, and it's micro, brewery stuff and the frozen rope, and we're going to have a lot of stuff for the kids events. So okay. I think it's very important that the community could really see what it's all about, because it was baseball in 1888. You remember that, right, Ken?
Ouch!
I do. No, okay. I do, yes. You know, it was unforgettable. You know,
that was before they started displacing poor people's houses for football, for baseball stadiums.
For golf courses, yeah.
Boy, did I open that can of worms
up people
there,
out, or, you know, so the Dodgers could move to L.A. It's a good thing they didn't move here. They would have thrown you all out. They would have built it right out there in North Hurley. You know? That would have been Dodger Stadium. Yeah. It's a good thing they didn't move here.
Yeah,
it's a good thing we don't have homeless. It's a great thing we don't have a golf course there.
Oh, here we go.
Yes, well, we do, don't we?
Bart,
out there on the hills.
Bart, what does burlesque means? 1888, Ken, in Georgia's time, 1888.
Well, when you hear the word burlesque today, what do you think of?
Yeah, what do you think, Karen?
Probably.
Go ahead. I mean, it's a family radio show, so
yes,
be careful.
People dressed very, very fancy.
Yep.
And
suggestive, maybe.
Maybe suggestive.
Can I say a word or two about that? No, go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead.
You'll hear from me. But
can we have a delay on this radio station?
Yeah.
We may have to edit some things.
Why do we ever need one?
Yeah.
You know?
But when we think of burlesque today, when you hear burlesque, you think of fan dancers and exotic clothes and showing off parts of the body that you wouldn't show off in church, but a burlesque. But burlesque is something that's been around for several hundred years, and the word burlesque actually comes from an Italian word, burlo, which means joke.
Oh.
And it started out in 18th century Europe as a way for the everyday folk to make fun of the rich and powerful. So it was a joke. They'd make fun of classical music. They'd make fun of politicians. They'd make fun of wacky radio hosts. They do.
And has anything changed since 1888 there, George?
We've been practicing since then.
So right about after the Civil War, there were all these burlesque troupes in England, which was sort of the place where the best burlesque was performed in theaters. And a mass of British burlesque troupes came to the United States and introduced this burlesque to the United States. And just a few years later, a couple decades later, in Grant County, they were playing burlesque baseball. They were making fun of the game, just having a good time. And it was a real family event, multi-generational, young folks, middle-aged folks, and other age folks. Just having a good time, drinking some beer, enjoying each other's company, using funny names. Like one team was called the Gordos or the Fat Boys, and the other was the Flacos, the skinny guys.
Oh.
You know, and they had uniforms that represented, you know, skull and crossbones for the skinny guys or a beer mug for the Gordos. So it was just a way to kind of get everybody out and have a good time.
Kind of break the monotony of constantly playing baseball, and then they actually, I guess the ump, I guess, so.
Could be golf.
Golf. Yeah. You know, just for example, the ump, you know, he sat behind the plate with a .45 revolver, shooting up in the air and shooting up over people's heads and stuff like that. And please explain about the wooden shoes. I'm trying to handle on that one, where the guy was handing out beer with those Dutch wooden shoes.
Boy, you got me on that one. I got to ask Javier, who's done some of the research about this. But
matter of fact, he actually wore wooden shoes, because after he went to third base, he had these Dutch wooden shoes, and he would actually serve beer after you crossed third base. I mean, it's not going to happen here. I mean, I'm just saying, you know, it would
be cool. And hopefully the gun shooting in the air, that's not going to happen either.
Well, in those days, nobody bumped the umpire. He was armed and dangerous.
I see.
Disagree with his calls.
I think the Major League Baseball, I think the ump needs to wear, he needs a patch.
Yeah, right. You know, in the museum, we have these amazing photographs of people playing burlesque baseball in the 1880s, and, you know, wearing funny costumes, kids with pith helmets on, brass bands playing it was a good time.
Well, look at what's happening.
So where is it going to be?
You said
it's going to be it's going to be at the James
Stadium in the little grass area. We couldn't get the field, the softball field, so we're going to, and to me, I think it's better because we had it there the first time, and then COVID hit, and then all kinds of stuff, and then Bart ended up with the director, so we lost all kinds of things. I was just joking, Bart.
Bart's done a great job.
Yeah, he's done a phenomenal job. So, it's going to be on the 18th. And like I said, we will be promoting it until the 18th, because there's going to be plenty of seating, and there's going to be entertainment for the adults and entertainment for the youngins. And matter of fact, I talked to Wendy, and she already has a lot of plans on how to entertain the kids.
Yeah, Wendy Spurgeon, our educator at the museum, she's done an amazing job and sort of comes with all sorts of other skills too. You know, she's really connected to the local theater community here, so she brings just a great personality, a lot of cool creative ideas for getting the kids involved. So
yeah,
there'll be different activities, and there'll be a bouncy house and
fun
food and refreshments other than alcoholic, you know. So if you're not
the frozen rope, that's the name of our it's actually a lager, or is it an ale? I think it's going to be an ale.
Oh, good question.
And it's called the frozen rope. And we always question, you know what a frozen rope is, don't you?
No.
Man, what is going on with you guys?
I grew up in Southern California. They don't have frozen anything.
Well,
okay. I remember it snowed in Griffith Park, and I think it was 1952 or 1953.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
That was a little before my time.
That's But no, actually, a frozen rope is a line dryer.
It's called
a frozen. And he just had a frozen rope, you know. It's pretty neat. And I think, Bart, it'd be cool to come up with a lot of
Oh, vocabulary. Right?
Baseball vocabulary. Hey, another thing we got to jot down on our little book. That's
yeah, we'll
cool.
be handing yeah. out a booklet to everybody who comes to the game that has a little bit about the history of Burleson baseball, some photographs from the museum's collection, the list of the rosters of the two teams, thanking our sponsors. It'll be a nice little souvenir as well.
Nice.
That's going to be cool. And then the thing is, we're going to have hot dogs.
Oh, well, you have to have, yeah, have, to have hot dogs hot if you're dogs doing baseball. It's not American.
Well, we've got one hot dog who's the MC. So.
Oh, hey. I see. Okay.
You know, just for that, that's the outfit I'm going to wear. That's the outfit I'm going to wear for that. And you have to be in costume. To play, you have to be in costume.
Oh, okay. Good. I don't have any costumes, okay. So that's well, another reason well, no, I can't no,
you,
play.
Well, you could go dressed as a music promoter.
Yeah, you can.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Just,
there you
just
go.
Make sure you wear your name tag.
Yes. I can do that.
Okay. Now, but if you like to, please, you know, even just put something together. You'd be surprised how you can build a costume. And I should do a little workshop on how to build a costume. Because, man, you could do anything with a costume.
Yeah.
And I'm already planning on 7 costumes before the end of May.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that's my...
And there's a store down on Bullard. What's it called?
Vintage sells... Fantasy.
Yes. So I could maybe find something there.
There you go.
Oh, sure.
There you go.
She's got Patsy Madrid has a great variety of hats and vests and dresses. And
I got stock in that. stop it. Go ahead. So then, you know, and that's actually – and I brought Bart in because we really want to let people know that the minute they say to hear burlesque, I mean, you know, there will be a couple individuals might dress up, you know, in certain 1880 outfits, and that's going to be cool to do that. But it is going to be for everybody, family friendly.
Yeah.
Bart was going to play. Even George is participating, and Ken, they're going to be the coaches for the – George is going to be the gordo, and Ken is going to be the flaco.
Nice. You know, for all of our listeners, just watching Bart play is definitely worth the price of it. Bart made one of the most sensational
catches.
You're
talking about the MVP catch, oh, big deal. It's only Bart.
It was better than Willie Mays, I'll tell you
what.
Oh,
wow. But no, we're going to have, I can even, you know, mention a few of the lineup because we'll probably, we'll have commissioners, we'll have the town council, Alex Brown. Matter of fact, how'd you like that little twist at the town council when I gave him that form?
Yeah.
And tell me, here's your contract that we're signing you up for $350 million to play in the burlesque baseball. He didn't know what to say.
You're a brave, well, maybe it's bravery, but you're a brave man.
So he's going to play, and then we have even Mike Moronis, past mayor, is going to be playing. And then we have a lot of people out in the community.
Who's throwing out the first pitch?
The first throw pitch is going to be Sia Hemphill. Matter of fact, I met with her the other day, and she wants me to I said, come on, Sia, you're a natural. Come on, you're going to be fine. You're going to be a natural. We're even going to have cheerleaders. Wow. We want to thank Silver High Cheerleading Squad.
Yeah.
And that's going to be Alicia Palacios, and she's actually going to play also.
Wow, excellent, excellent.
Nice.
So we have,
we have some singers leading off, right?
Matter of fact, I'm so glad you brought that up. Kiana Huerta actually sings in front of 10 to 15,000 people at these baseball games, and she's going to be singing the national anthem, thanks to the Marine Corps lead, doing the colors. And not only that, we're going to have the fifth inning stretch. You know, because it's only going to be 7 innings. 9 innings, we'll have to carry Bart out in the stretcher, but that's another story. And then she's actually going to sing God Bless America on the fifth inning. And I think there's going to be a comedy act pretty much in between there. So I don't know.
Yeah, if people haven't heard her sing, she has the voice of an angel. So if you don't come out for the burlesque, come out to hear this woman sing. She is really fabulous.
And you know what? Who won the last year's dance contest was Harry Brown. I didn't know he even had the moves.
Yeah. No, he was.
I didn't know he had the grooves and the moves, man. Even Chris Ponce showed up, but he ain't got no moves. I mean, him for be dancing Mexican music. He ain't got no moves.
Harry was a lot of fun the first time we did it. He came dressed as Waldo, right? You know, and Where's Waldo? The resemblance was uncanny.
Oh,
boy, they took more pictures of him than you can imagine. I was jealous. But that's another one. We have Teresa Villa. She's actually for Cobra Consolidated School. Will Hawkins, superintendent, and hopefully we can get Corey Mike Corey from Corbett Consolidated Schools.
Excellent.
He said he was going to do it, and here's one. Olga Amador, she's actually the trustee there in Santa Clara. She gets involved in a lot of things, and she goes, well, I'm not going to dress like that. I said, Olga, it's not bad. Orale, man, put on your grandmother's outfit, and everything's cool. Yeah. But a lot of names that are going to be out there.
Yeah, you put a great lineup, a couple lineups together.
We're working at it. But you know what? Let me just say this, Bart. You have picked some really good volunteers, to help out. We got to hand it to Roger Tree.
Oh,
Mr. Roger. Arbol. Man, that dude is unbelievable, man. He's amazing.
Roger Tree, relatively new to Silver, but thrown himself right into volunteering in the community. He's involved in a couple different groups, but we met him through Will, where he was the organizer of their Lunch and Learn series. And he's just been fantastic. In addition to working with Will, he's been working with us on the burlesque baseball organizing. So shout out to Roger Tree.
And then we have other in the committees where, certain people. And, we got to hand it to the Walk for the Heroes.
Yeah.
They're really good about making hamburgers and stuff like that. So they're going to handle the hot dogs. And, we're just going to keep it pretty much simple. It's a baseball game. We're going to have hot dogs and popcorn. And they're going to throw it at the big hot dog guy, the stop it. And like I said, both teams are going to be wearing costumes. That's going to be cool.
It sounds like so much fun.
And can you tell them what's going to be the walk to first base? The interesting walk to first base?
Oh, yeah, there'll be prizes, actually, for the best walk or to first base, the best costume.
You got to add a little bit to the walk, like George ready to go to, go eat or something like that.
Do some nice strutting.
Strutting, we have a rule book
dancing,
to it.
Pirouettes, whatever you can come up with.
Nice. And then when Bart got the MVP catching that fly ball, he has to do a dance after he catches the ball.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. You have to do the victory dance, right?
Exactly. And we play with a ball the size of a large grapefruit. It's called a mush ball.
Oh.
So, and no one plays with gloves either because it's not hardcore baseball, So you can catch it on the bounce or whatever. So without playing with gloves, you do the best you can.
Yeah.
Nobody gets hurt.
Then I even brought in Tony Trujillo, and he's going to be playing with the Flacos.
Oh.
That was a good one. I hope you're not listening, Tony. But it's all right. Romeo Cruz and his wife, Judith. Judy, I didn't know she was a softball player.
Really?
Yes.
They're I don't know about Romeo. Out of the woodwork.
I don't know about Romeo, what he plays, but that's another story. But
I think he plays the radio.
He plays the radio.
That's like me. CD's in the radio, yeah.
And then we're going to have a prize for the best costume, right?
Yes, Mark? Yes. And you're not eligible, so.
Well, I'm not playing, man.
Uh-oh. He was had his eye on that prize.
Just broke my heart right there. And it's interesting because whenever we play, you have what they call a walk-up song. Who would your walk-up song would be, Ken, if you went to go ready to hit a and it better not have anything to do with a banjo or a fiddle.
To walk-up or walk all the bases?
No, walk-up song. No. When you're ready to bat, it's like, dun, dun, dun,
like, walk up there.
Sylvester Stallone.
It'd be Little Rabbit, Where's Your Mammy? Little Rabbit, where's your mammy? Little Rabbit, where's your mammy? She's dead and gone to glory. Little Rabbit, where's your mammy?
Okay, all right, well, we're not playing that.
There we go.
What would be your walk-up song? Just think about any song that was probably, and it could be anything. Country,
it
Western.
Has to be AC/DC.
AC/DC, boy.
Yeah, Thunderstruck.
Thunderstruck. Yeah. All right. How about you, George? George? Stormy.
No.
Stormy. I'm cold. Okay, go ahead, George.
I'm gonna give the listeners a tremendous advantage. I'm not gonna even try to sing anything.
No, but your walk-up song. What would be your walk-up song ready to knock it out just like Casey at bat?
I don't know.
Well, I know Bart is going to be Southside Johnny the Asbury Juke from
Delaware.
Stone Park, and now they're actually from New Jersey.
It's not over until the fat lady sings.
Oh, yeah. My goodness. Bart, you need a walk-up song. What is that?
take me out of this ball game.
Take me out of this. Mine's going to be a surprise.
Ah.
Even though I'm going to be emceeing and I'm going to, everybody that comes on board, I'm going to be talking about them when they get on first base. I'm going to talk about them. When Bart gets out there in the field with his short shorts, I'm going to talk about him. That's going to be my job.
Sounds like a good job.
Yes, and he does it well, too.
He does, indeed.
I'm gonna have a good time. And then the thing is, and it's mainly for a lot for the kids. We're even going to have rides for the kids.
Oh, nice.
I'm going to pull out my authentic red machine, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Definitely.
We're even going to have the kids hitting waffle balls. They're going to be running the bases. We're going to like chalks. You know, there's a concrete area where the kids are going to get to do some chalks. Just like the museum when we had the Christmas? What's that
Victorian
one?
Victorian Christmas. Victorian and Christmas. More?
Yeah, and they had a bunch of leaves, and you know they picked them up and got them. They spent more time playing with old leaves than all the other little kid advice, and we might just have to move some leaves over there. But there's a little knoll down there, and I'll guarantee you, those kids are going to spend more time on that little knoll.
Sure,
trust me.
That's the idea. Come and have some fun.
Yeah,
family
that time,
fun.
Yeah, that time of year we can collect the cottonwood cotton, make a nice little soft pile for the kids to play in.
Cottons. Yeah, May 18th, man, how exciting, man! You know what? I'm gonna say, I know this is a local flavor. This is a estación for the Gato Loco, but we're gonna talk it up because there's a lot of seating. It's gonna be entertaining. Bart will be there, and we're just gonna have a lot of fun.
Absolutely. That's what it's there for.
Yes. Oh. This community has so many fun events, and we need people showing up and supporting them and having a good time.
Well, I'm going to get you a costume. Do you mind?
Uh-oh.
Oh, my gosh. Everybody looks at me, oh, my goodness, you're going to get me a costume? I'm really thinking about it, you know, you being the bird lady.
Uh-oh.
Man, a bird costume would be perfect for you. You'd be walking around with a lot of little birds hanging on you and stuff like that. Wouldn't that be cool?
That would be fun.
All right.
That would be
just
okay.
Just thought I'd throw it out there.
you could put it in a bird cage, too. A rolling bird cage.
Oh, yeah. No bird cage.
One of those round ones.
Yeah, and you could have the soundtrack, Pajarito, Pajarito.
Pajarito.
Oh, yes.
But no. I can't believe how fast the time goes in this radio station. I can't believe we're already in the top of the hour.
Yeah.
And Karen, we really appreciate you being here. And you know what? I'm telling you, please check out the community concerts. It is very barato, really cheap to watch these wonderful musicians out there, and you can do a pick three or, you know, do a subscription and give the website out right off the bat.
GCconcerts.org.
Okay, and Bart, give out your social security number, whatever you like. Fine with me.
Yes. Well, you can
bank
find
account?
lots of bank account, sure. Put some in, please.
Don't forget Frankenstein.
Oh, Frankenstein. Yeah. I'm so glad you brought that up because we have to explain that.
Yeah, that's happening. It's by the Actrix Studio, Modern Prometheus. Tickets online at the door, directed by Siobhan Piper. And it's April 26th, 27th, 28th. Doors open at 6:30, 7 p.m. start time at the WNMU Fine Arts Theater.
Thank you very much for bringing that up because I would promise to put that together.
Tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday.
It's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and that's actually what's going to be happening at the Fine Arts. And I'm so glad you brought that up, Ken. I'm so glad. So that's what's going to be happening. But, Bart, you got the last word.
Play ball!
Once again, this is KURU 89.1 FM here in Silver City, Nuevo Mexico. You can also stream us at gmcr.org. Life is good. Enjoy this beautiful day. Love each other, and love you, PJ.